And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, it's bang on 11:30. We do this every Sunday morning. Radio's shortest quiz, 60-second challenge. And joining us for round one, not only one of our regular contestants, but one of the highest scoring competitors on the competition. We say good morning to Kevin Jeffries in Brumbo. Hi, Kev.
Morning, Dave.
Good morning and a happy new year, because I don't think we've spoken since then.
Yeah, same to you and everybody else over.
Right. Now, you tell everybody what you have been doing this morning.
Taking my Christmas tree and my decorations.
Taking your decorations down, and you're probably about 10 days late for that, aren't you?
Well, means nothing to me, though.
Ah, right, so you don't consider it bad luck, then?
Nah, don't believe in bad luck.
Right, and you were telling me before that some of the decorations on the tree are very, very old.
Yeah, at least 60 years old.
Wow. They might be worth something one day, you know, 60-year-old decorations.
Maybe.
And everything still works, including all the lights.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. Right, okay, well, we'll get on with the competition, the usual routine. Once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. As you know, because you've done this loads of times before, I have to accept your first answer. But if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Sure.
Good luck, as always, and here they come. Which pretty pink bird was a number one for Manfred Mann? Who had a hit in the 70s with Bye Bye Baby?
Bay City Rollers.
Who was the lead singer with the group Slade?
Noddy Holder.
Who duetted with Elton John on Don't Go Breaking My Heart? Who had a hit with Sugar Baby Love and Complete the title of this new Seekers hit, I'd Like to Teach
the World to Sing.
Who was the lead singer of the group Blondie?
Debbie Harry.
Who sang about a Bermuda Triangle?
Barry Manilow.
Which 80s group had hits with Love on Your Side and We Are Detective?
Thompson Twins.
In which decade did Madonna have a hit with Like a Virgin?
80s.
Who sang with the Miami Sound Machine?
Gloria Estefan.
In which group did Simon Le Bon sing with?
Duran Duran.
Which band was fronted by Mark Knopfler?
Dire Straits.
And who was the lead singer of the 80s group Ultravox?
Majora.
Who had a number one hit in the 90s with Ice Ice Baby?
Vanilla Ice.
Who covered the Osmond song Love Me For A Reason? And which London group had a hit with Stay Another Day in 1994?
E-70.
And you can answer that one. Well, I think it's another record-breaking round. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 questions in your allotted time. That alone is a bit of a record, but even more amazing, you got them all right.
Yeah, brilliant.
Fantastic.
Brilliant. I think Kerris holds the record, doesn't he, for 18?
I think he probably does, but I'm sure you're in with a chance of winning the prize for the 60-second challenge champion for 2022. An amazing score. What do you put your success down to when it comes to popular music, Kev? Do you read loads of books and things?
I used to.
Yeah.
Not as much these days, but I've just got this sort of brain that withholds trivia.
Right, yeah.
But my mate will say to me, important things you forget.
Yes.
The trivia, it just seems to store in my mind.
That's right. Well, that's true of any sort of learning, isn't it, really? If you're interested in something, you absorb the knowledge and you keep it.
Yeah.
But if you're not interested, it goes out of your mind as quickly as it comes in.
And again, it's years and years of listening to the music.
Of course, of course, that's right. But are you like me in that you can remember everything that happened in the 60s as regards music, but if I asked you what was a number one last year, you'd probably struggle to get the answer.
Exactly.
That's an age thing, I think, sadly. Right. Anyway, good to talk to you. All the best, and we'll let you get on with your putting your Christmas decorations away.
Okay, thanks.
And we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah,
cheers.
Bye bye
now. Bye. Well, he's created a bit of a problem now, hasn't he? Will anybody be prepared to take on Kev? I try to discover.